Blog Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas. How you been? Me, I'm doing fine. I'm still alive and kicking. After all of these years, the Christmas tree is up, lighting up the room, hung up the stockings. That day will be here soon. Need to wrap a few more presents.
Welcome to the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Super excited tonight because we have a special guest. Tonight also, L. DeBarge Jr. Most definitely will be playing his music also. That was intro Michael Anthony. Well, Christmas intro Michael Anthony's Merry Christmas. Let's take a moment of silence regarding the horrific, wow, we had the mall shooting and then the horrific event that happened yesterday. So let's take a moment of silence for those little angels and their teachers who did their best to protect them, and the courageous principal who gave her life to defend her students and her staff. So let's take a moment of silence and also just sending hugs and much love to the community in Newtown, Connecticut also. And I hear that our president is there and also will be a part of the memorial service on tomorrow. Sending much love. And wow. So I guess everyone is doing the best to enjoy their, you know, your holiday break and your Christmas breaks, because just yesterday morning, during my Friday morning broadcast, I was talking about how it was the time for winter break for many of you in private school and public school. I know it was the last day of school here in Jackson Public Schools. So, wow, I'm pretty much speechless and heartbroken like many of you. I mean, it literally. My male online friends, and some of my real life friends also, were literally crying when they heard about that horrific situation that happened yesterday. I'm just super excited for tonight. L. DeBarge is not online yet, but what you're going to hear tonight is all of his music. Okay, so we're going to just have L. DeBarge Jr. party like it's nothing. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you so much for your support. You are super awesome. It's been a super weekend. You know, wow. I still can't get over that. But, you know, all we can do is pray. Really, pray. Pray. That's pretty much all that we can do in regards to this. And do our part to be there for those that need us. And for those kids that have to explain to us about what they experienced, it's very sad also. Well, here is L. DeBarge Jr. Welcome to the Lion's Den.
Welcome to the Lion's Den. I'm the king of the jungle and I really want to rumble tonight. Tell me which one of you girls gonna make it alive. I'll be jumping from mountain to mountain. Got you on the floor like a fountain.
You are dead.
I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't wait, baby. See you in the
another.
You've been at it for a while. Let you walk, let you talk, damn, and let you smile.
I can't say.
Don't know why I even tried. Sex was good, but we went in bed all the time.
I
only spoke a little bit, miss me with all the little shit. Everything you're giving. I don't like the feel of it. All we had, girl, you're killing it. I know how to deal with it.
I've been pumping Lies and Good Thing for a minute now. So loving that. Before that, you heard Light Years. And I mentioned before, and when we talk with Elder Barge Jr., if not tonight, in the near future, we'd like to know more about his project with Beat Smith. And Light Years, the instrumental that you heard before Lies, is from the group project, which can be found at Reverb Nation and Hot New Hip Hop. And a lot of the music, well, all of the music, of course, check them out at ReverbNation.com, Facebook. You can purchase Lion's Den at ReverbNation.com and Amazon and iTunes also. So he was super excited about being a part of the show tonight. So something beyond his control might have happened. But, hey, we can still have a good time and party and profile Elder Barge Jr. Super excited. I first began networking with him back in like 07, 08. And I think the way I found out about him, because I was networking with his dad, Elder Barge, telling him how amazing I loved his new music that he had just dropped. So at that time, I recall him living in Virginia. And I remember when he relocated to California. So I'm super excited that he has released his debut LP, Lion's Den. Is super amazing, and I love the way he interacts with his supporters and his fans. It's super, super cool, right? Well, here's a little bit of his bio from Reverb Nation. Elder Barge Jr., namesake of the famous Motown singer Elder Barge, has released his first solo EP album on Industry Family Entertainment District Records. The EP record is titled The Lion's Den and is a collection of original R&B and Martin Soul tracks, both written and performed by Elder Barge Jr. The Lion's Den is an expertly executed, tastefully composed record that is sure to solidify young DeBarge as one of the year's most important up-and-coming R&B artists. The main feature of the extended play album is Elder Barge Jr. himself. He is best classified as a singer rather than merely a vocalist, a distinction that will set him apart from many modern performers of the R&B genre today. His voice and style are crisp, clean, and natural like his father's, though much more synonymous and soulful. His lyrical content tends mainly towards the romantic. I love his lyrical content. Though he has penned lines on several other topics in the past, his music has deep, snappy groove and tasteful melody lines. His rhythms take their cue from the best Motown artists of the late 70s and early 80s, while DeBarge Jr. definitely fits in with contemporary R&B singers such as Babyface or Chris Brown. He exudes a level of class and finesse more akin to Marvin Gaye or even Al Green. The Lion's Den EP is not only his recent activity, however, as he has also released a new video, if you network with him, he's always interacting with his fans and supporters and those in the media. He's always dropping videos. He dropped a video yesterday, and I shared it on my social networking pages. But in this write-up, it has that he released a single video for Shorty, Are You Okay? The video, like the track itself, as well as the entirety of DeBarge's material, showcases DeBarge's professional yet unpretentious demeanor. The music video, which is expertly directed by Will J. Smith, shows that L is obviously ready for the global arena of sound and stage performance. R&B fans, L. DeBarge Jr. fans, and new listeners alike are encouraged to see the complete video right at ReverbNation.com. Check out his YouTube channel, L. DeBarge Jr. He's very congruent with his social media networking. L. DeBarge Jr. YouTube. You can tweet him and follow him at L. DeBarge Jr. His email address is Eldra. You know, that's his dad's name. Of course, he's a junior. Eldra, E-L-D-R-A. That's E-L-D-R-A-D-E-B-A-R-G-E-J-R at ymail.com, because he shares that also on his Twitter page. And just an amazing talent in itself. So we'll be profiling L. DeBarge Jr. And also, you know, if you're like, I am a lover of the DeBarge family, period, anyway. And I love networking with the DeBarge family. And I'm just wondering if they remake The Last Dragon, or will they return also to be a part of The Last Dragon's soundtrack, you know, Rhythm of the Night. Oh, my God, who doesn't love that part, you know? So just super excited. So we'll continue on talking about him. And he's also managed by Jay Michaels at InkDistrict.com. So everything's at ReverbNation.com. And good news also, he's ranked number 49 R&B charts with Reverb Nation also on in North Hollywood. So that's where he is, where he's based in North Hollywood. And he had an amazing, successful weekend last week gigging with none other than crazy comedian Eddie Griffin. And I thought that was very super awesome. So much, really. So, again, you can... As a matter of fact, I'm looking at the Reverb Nation page right now. And his newest pop project is called Light Years, which I played a little bit of that, which is his project with Beatsmith. And that was just released in the Lion's Den. And the tracks on the Lion's Den are My Life, Shorty, Are You Okay?, Break of Dawn, Your Love is Real, Love Flow, I've Changed, Lies, Searching, Never Leave, Superstar. So those are the tracks that you find on his album, Lion's Den. And I love his promos. They're super, super, super awesome. So I'm headed back to the switchboard, and we're going to continue on profiling L. DeBarge Jr. And if he's unable to contact us tonight, then we'll reschedule. But we're going to jam and have us a Saturday night weekend party and just keep praying and keeping each other, praying for all of us to be safe, right? And praying, of course, for all those that are affected. Not were, but are affected. And we're affected. Those of us all around the world are affected by what happened in Connecticut on yesterday. So sad, really. So sad. But let's continue having fun tonight. Here is The Buzz.
Baby, I got that good thing. I know I'm gonna see you again.
You know you want this, yeah. Right, move.
I've been sitting on your brain. Probably done forgot your man. Oh man, I got that good thing. Know I'm gonna see you again.
Work it out for me, make the booty pop, get the blood flowing, baby keep me right, I pay the water bill, so I can keep it dripping, back slowly, you know that pocket's tipping, and we ain't tripping off of weight, stay in shape, lifting up my baby in the cake, see a Facebook shot, when I hit it with the cock, no doodle, she a bad bitch, take it for a walk, no doodle, what? Far from a slut, baby, she a freak though. Step up to the line, all net, wet, freak throw. Body by design, I'm just looking for a freak show. Take your time, I ain't rushing to the peak, no. Pleasing your body, treating every part equal. Want some more, bring that good back like a sequel. Yeah, baby, you looking right in that sequel. I bet I know just how to treat you.
Baby, I got this good thing. I know I'm gonna see you again. Yeah, I've been sitting on your brain. Probably done forgot your man, your man.
Work it out for me. We on the block in the shop. OG got to work with the chop. Young homies keeping watch like the ex girl squat. So you know we seeing everything. I'm in that Benzo with that black paint and that wood grain. Girls can't just drive me like a rental man. First and last is taken. I'm using my middle name. But only for the fame. Cause I ain't riding man. Close name. Kissing name. Ass where you been. Took it niggas man. Took it wide blast. Giving up career to free the cash. Got your fans asking why you ain't flowing like the past. Trey and a CD, both covered in ash.
Woo! Cause got that good thing. Here's Have You Coming, El DeBarge Jr. And I'm sharing music from Light Years and from Lines In.
Tonight, cause you came to my house with no panties on. I took the clock and it's 4 in the night. Ain't no reason I ask. Turn it over, girl. Show me that ass. Let's go. Boom, boom. Ain't no way we gon' make it to the room. Let me consume your body, baby. Consume you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Videos on a laptop, sex queen could be the best thing you ever had. If your ex nigga's so mad, my goodness, look at the goodness. We doing everything on the wish I could list. I'm gonna make this endless. I'm gonna max out and I'm gonna pass out in it.
Rub your back, then move to the thighs. Rolling in the sheets, you get
up to the sunrise. High sex on a cold morning. I ended like my name prize. Got me in the work zone, you double fine. Fucking with the lights on, ass double wide. In between the sheets, undercover bride. Looking like a model, sex like a porn star. I'm gonna go hard, baby, I'm a born star. Domestic swag in a foreign car. Doors open like I came with a crowbar. Never slow down, I slow motion. Sipping on lean like a slow potion. Coasting, west by the ocean. Best by devotion, tested by most women. Adored by the women, and I can't lie, I just wanna run up in them.
Prince.
to put some Prince and Jimmy Baby up in there. Oh, yes, we are profiling El DeBarge Jr. Yes, indeed. He's scheduled to be a guest tonight, and he was super excited about being a guest tonight. So apparently Murphy's Law happened where he was unable to call in, but hopefully we'll reschedule him in the near future. We do have almost another hour of doing broadcast, so we might or might not hear from him. But, hey, feel free to call in our network, come into the chat room. Many of you have already been in chat room tonight, 714-409-0614. Got a couple PSAs.
Hola, soy Talía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante, artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Mi bebé nació sana y a término, como debe ser para todos los bebés. Por eso apoyo a March of Dimes y su caminata anual, La Marcha por los Bebés. Únase y participe en La Marcha por los Bebés. Visite nacersano.org.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Christmas is in the air. Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas Seal. Money raised through Christmas Seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas Seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
Thank you.
fans up in Big D, Dallas, Texas, who are also climbing the music charts in the rock, hard rock category on ReverbNation.com. Network with Wes Ford and the Foundry at ReverbNation.com, SoundCloud.com. Like their Facebook page. You know, you want to stay in the know what's going on with our favorite artists, writing musicians. They are writing and recording new music, but they do have a gig scheduled for January 11th in Dallas. So I'll keep you updated, and also you network with them at Reverb Nation and like their Facebook page, and they have a MySpace page also. So if you're in Dallas or visiting Dallas, maybe you can catch one of their shows in the meantime. Okay? Yes, having a fantastic time. We're profiling Elder Barge Jr. And, yes, Elder Barge Jr. Here's Moments in Love, Art Noise.
Thank you.
I've known it. Yes. Love that song. It's been fantastic, fantastic. Having a super good time. Been on my Facebook pages, checking out what's going on Facebook and so on. And checking out messages while we're on live and everything. But let me head on back to the switchboard. I love it, song, too. Super awesome. Again, you're listening to Weekend Edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I thank you so much for your love and your unconditional love and for your support. Man, in the near future, we'll be talking with King Trill and also Deshaun Brown or Deshaun Celebrity Catering out of Dallas, Texas. King Trill, he reps Mississippi and Texas because he was born in Mississippi. Also an awesome artist, I must say. So let's send a shout out to all listeners here in Jacktown, throughout the nation, especially in Connecticut and in the Caribbean and the UK. What's up, Ebony Empress, Perry Gorton, host of my friends in the UK and in Australia, in Malaysia, of course, my friend Charisma, in Istanbul, Turkey, and everything. Hey, here's another track from the one and only L. DeBarge Jr. Yes, please. hear so through L. DeBarge Jr. Track. Some of you might say, well, who's El DeVar Sr.? Well, here's a little bit. I can go on and on talking about the DeBarge family and other favorite fans of mine, but I'm checking out Wikipedia and we'll share you some information from Wikipedia. El DeVarge, Elder Patrick El DeVarge, is an American R&B pop singer, songwriter, best known as the lead singer of the R&B soul music family group DeBarge throughout the early to mid-1980s. His birthday is on June the 4th. He's 51, of course, a native of Detroit, and, of course, you know, they're pretty much based in Grand Rapids, Michigan also. He's been married before to Tracy Ferguson from 92 to 96, and his children are Tannen DeBarge, Melody Robinson, Noah DeBarge, Kennedy DeBarge, El DeBarge Jr., Joshua Ferguson, Edris DeBarge, Nicholas DeBarge, Jordan DeBarge, Bobby DeBarge, Zach DeBarge, and Kendall Ferguson. And albums are Second Chance, Heart, Mind, and Soul, In the Storm, Ultimate Collection, Gemini, His Greatest Hits, In a Special Way, Yay! And parents, Evelyn DeBarge, Robert Lewis, DeBarge Sr., and songs that, oh my God, All This Love, 1982, I Like It, Lay With You, Who's Johnny, Second Chance, I love Second Chance, and it goes on. You can network with him at Facebook, El DeBarge, and also Twitter. His Twitter handle is I Am El DeBarge. I am IAMEL DeBarge. That is his Twitter handle. So just some feedback, a little backstory regarding El DeBarge. And also, there's an ebook I'm checking out. I need to read this ebook entitled Other Side of Pain. And I am quite sure that it is an amazing book to read. El DeBarge, The Other Side of Pain. So definitely need to read that ebook, The Other Side of Pain, because I know it is definitely a good one. All This Love, oh man, I mean, wow. It goes on and on and on. I know a lot of the Last Dragon fans listen to the show, and the soundtrack to The Last Dragon. Oh, my God. Even if you're not a fan of the movie, I don't know who does not love that soundtrack to The Last Dragon. DeBar, to Rhythm of the Night, and so on. Just amazing. Most definitely. I love the story. I love that TV One had broadcast a story about the DeBarge family a couple of years ago, and I loved that. It was super amazing. Really broke down from the, you know, from the beginning to present time. I thought that was pretty super. And earlier this year, I had some of you probably heard an interview with L. DeBarge Jr. with Tom Joyner. I thought that was an amazing interview. Yes, but again, I know I'm like you all. Many of you cannot get what happened in Connecticut off your mind. I mean, everyday crimes are bad, but then when senseless crimes happen to take away poor little angels from our world, it is just so sad. So sad, most definitely. I know, we've gone the entire show without me playing Andre Simone, America. So, here's America.
Thank you.
song of mine, and awesome, awesome rendition of I Wear My Sunglasses at Night.
That would make a man and brother mighty proud. I gotta say it loud. You got a dozen little sexy dreams and a dozen cities in a shoe. Won't even allow. Never do you both like the other chicks who think they're fine and love to. Let love to flaunt. What I need the most is that you keep it in your hand until I want.
Could I have you there? barefoot and pregnant. Four kids in our backyard. But you went away. Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? I hear it. Please tell me you've come back home. This song I won't have to be singing.
Could I, would have done better. I know you were gonna leave. I never let you. Now I'm writing you this letter.
Would have done better.
Should have, could have, would have done better. Oh, man, love that. Larry Graham featuring the number one and only Prince. I love that song. I'm just checking out an article regarding the release of names, the list of names that was released earlier today regarding those that were murdered at school on yesterday. Teachers, principal, the school psychologist, just sad looking at the article regarding the list. This article, which was published earlier this evening, well, tonight, I thought it was from this evening, like tonight. Newton, Connecticut, authorities in Newton, Connecticut, put together more pieces of the puzzle Saturday to explain what happened inside Sandy Hook Elementary School one day after a gunman opened fire there, killing 20 students and 6 adults. All the victims died from gunshot wounds and were struck more than once, according to H. Wayne Carver II, chief medical examiner for the state of Connecticut. Their deaths were classified as homicides. I've been at this for a third of a century. My sensibilities may not be the average man, but this probably is the worst I've ever seen or the worst I know of any of my colleagues have seen, Carver told reporters. The deadly school shooting shattered the quiet of the southern New England town and left a nation reeling over the number of lives, particularly young lives lost. It also reignited the perennial debate about gun laws in America. President Barack Obama spoke tearfully about the massacre on Friday and is scheduled to travel to Newton on Sunday to meet with families of the victims. He will deliver remarks during the evening vigil, and I think he did participate in the evening vigil there tonight. Law enforcement officials have identified the gunman as a 20-year-old Adam Lanza. He apparently took his own life after taking that of his mother and the 26 people at the school. How old was his mother? I never see his mother's age. At first, I was assuming she was in her 50s or 60s. And then I'm just wondering, by he and his brother been 24 and 20, was she in her 40s or something like that? I know the principal was like 47. Law enforcement officials have identified the gunman as 20-year-old Adam Lanza. He apparently took his own life after taking that of his mother and the 26 people at the school. Lanza was found dead next to 3 guns, a semi-automatic .223 caliber Bushmaster. I hear those Bushmasters don't play. Bushmaster rifle. Those are used to hunt deer. Deer hunting is very popular here in the state of Mississippi. And 2 pistols made by Glock and SingStar. A law enforcement source told CNN all belonged to his mother. Carver performed autopsies on 7 of the victims, said the wounds he knew about were caused by a long weapon. Asked by a reporter whether the rifle was the primary weapon, he responded, yes. He spoke as police released a list of names of ages of the victims. 12 girls and 8 boys were killed, all either 6 or 7 years old. The adults ranged in ages from 27 to 56 and included the school's principal, psychologist, and at least 2 teachers. Among those dead was Emil Parker. And there's a Facebook page also in respect to those children who died. This is something, looking at those sweet little dolls. So that was one. So I'm trying to see the list of names, because I see this Emil Parker. And send a condolences and hugs to her family. It goes on to talk to her parents. As the deep pain begins to settle into our hearts, we find comfort reflecting on the incredible person Emil was and how many lives that she was able to touch in her short time here on earth. Her father, Robbie Parker, told reporters, struggling to speak through tears. He described his daughter as bright, creative, and loving. He loved to draw pictures and try new things. Emil's laughter was infectious, and all those who had the pleasure to meet her would agree that this world is a better place because she has been in it, her father said. Also killed was Dawn Hosprung, the school's beloved principal, school psychologist Mary Sherlach, Vicky Soto, a first-grade teacher, and substitute teacher Lauren Russo. Searching for the answers in the deaths, major crime investigators, police were combing every crack and crevice of the school. They said there was very good evidence there and at the home of the shooter. Lindsay's mother, Nancy, was killed at that house, authorities said. The detectives will certainly analyze everything and put a complete picture together of the evidence that they did obtain, and we're hopeful that it will paint a complete picture as to how and why this entire unfortunate incident occurred, said Lieutenant J. Paul Vance, a spokesman for the Connecticut State Police. Authorities, meanwhile, in Hoboken, New Jersey, were questioning Ryan Lanza, the suspected gunman's older brother. Law enforcement sources said, though they did not label him a suspect, Lanza's father, Peter, who lives in Connecticut, was similarly questioned, one of the law enforcement officials said. Peter Lanza released a statement Saturday expressing condolences to the families of victims. Our family is grieving along with all those who have been affected by this enormous tragedy. No words can truly express how heartbroken we are. We are in a state of disbelief and trying to find whatever answers we can, he said in the statement. So, wow. Wow. Okay, that was sad right there. So I'm just sharing this on Facebook and on Twitter right now. I just figured many of you want to hear an update, especially international listeners, but I see what the international broadcasters have been really covering this story. And this is courtesy of WDSU New Orleans, the story that I just shared with you all. So having a good time broadcasting tonight. Tonight, Paul McCartney will be guest on Saturday Night Live, so that should be fun. And Martin Short is the host, so it's going to be a lot of laughs like last week. Jamie Foxx, no, he was funny last Saturday. Funny. Remember, follow me at Pinterest at pinterest.com/cultureshockbet, KULTRESHOKBTH, and also follow me at Instagram.com, KULTRESHOKENTBETH, cultureshockbet. And pretty much if you visit the profile area, the info area, You have my Twitter contact, sales contact, email address, all that good stuff. If you're interested in advertising, which would be awesome, please let Amy John here at blogtalkradio.com and myself know. It's been a blast of a good time tonight. I know it's kind of hard saying, oh, having a good time when you know just how this crazy stuff been happening. Yes, please come home for Christmas. Michael Anthony. Now, next Saturday on the 22nd, we'll play mostly Christmas tunes from different genres.
Bells will be ringing, that's sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings once again.
I just, ooh. Another one by Dre Dude.
I tell soul.
Good time this tonight, broadcasting live, weekend edition of Cut the Shock Entertainment Report, profiling Mr. L. DeBosch Jr., whom, as soon as we confirm a new date for him to be a guest, we will let you know also. It's the best time. We've got tomorrow, mellow, chill, night. You know, I love to play those remixes and so on, but next Saturday night, Christmas tunes, holiday tunes, and so on. Yes, indeed. But again, thank you so much for your support and for your love. Not over yet, but almost. Here's Live Again by L. DeBarge Jr. For those of you that might have missed it earlier.
Thank you.
Me safe and warm. love until it's time. Girl, then we reach the peak and the explosion hits. Oh, girl, you blow my mind.
Just know I live every day just like you ride with me. My my young G's. Keep your mind and your bread. You know them haters ain't gon' rest even after you're dead. See, it's a dirty game. You gotta watch how you play. Don't let your pussy get you tired or keep your eyes on the fed. They say sometimes it takes death to bring peace. Well, I done seen so much death. Sometimes I think I still need a peace. I hustle every day just like I'm still in these streets. Except now it's not me. My kids gotta eat. See, money don't bring things. If it's your income increase, so does the pain. The more them haters see you shine, the more they pray to see your brain. Till eventually they try to take you out of the game. Hey, you know what I said? Hold it down for all my people in the hood and all my homies locked down. Keep it real for all my people in the ghetto. Get it how you live. Hey, you know I still hold it down for all my people in the hood and all my homies locked down. Hey, you know I still keep it real for all my people in the ghetto. Get it how you live.
Look, I keep my eyes on these snakes. Where I'm from, they be robbing son like Nate. See Rush the Truth, me and Dub 8. Taking up on city, man, my thoughts cause quake. My generation put an end to the house party. Everybody getting a party had to have a 40. No OE, I'm talking Glock, the car back and pop. Lil' homie 15 and this Mac is hot. I've been about it, been riding since A-Land when they was pop locking. But now they gangster, right? Probably you need to stop it. I'm a rocket shot at a star, watch me explode. Blow it to pieces, now they see me, I'm coming for show. And for my people in the ghetto, we gon' do the most. We can't be down forever, something gon' take, I know. And it don't make no sense if you ain't making dough. Stay on your grind and in time, it's gon' be your time to blow.
Hey, you know I still hold it down for all my people in the hood and all my homies locked down. Hey, you know I still keep it real for all my people in the ghetto. Get it how you live. Hey, you know I still hold it down for all my people in the hood and all my homies locked down. Hey, you know I still keep it real for all my people in the ghetto. Get it how you live. Now all my people around the world listen, the ghetto ain't real. It's just a concentrated thought to keep the truth concealed. My lyrics real. All you got to do is open your ear and understand this wicked plan. They've been plotting for years. We all slaves in the system, no matter your race. Cause poverty don't consider the color of your face. Make no mistake, on the way to escape. Give up the hate, keep your faith. Put these devils in their place. Cause in the end, it's our kids who suffer. We go to war every day, but only killing each other. Why the media just laugh while we baptize our babies inside of a blood bath? We on the path to destruction. I think it's time we consider reconstruction. And stop killing over colors at the end of the war. We only killing each other. Hey, you know what I did? Hold it down for all my people in the hood and all my homies locked down. Hey, you know what I did? Keep it real for all my people in the ghetto.
Hey, you know I want to say one time, all my people out there in the hood, you need to understand this. Only you can determine how far you're going, like, you know, can't nobody else determine where you're going or where you're headed in life but you. You know, let these motherfuckers hold you down.
You know I
keep trying to get it.
Whoa, that's cool. Hold It Down, featuring Young T. Rush. It's King Trill. We'll be a guest in the very, very, very near future. Check him out, KingTrillMusic.com. Oh, yeah. Can't wait to talk with him. Hey, hey, hey. Again, happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holiday season. Wishing you and yours a merry, merry Christmas. A happy New Year's Eve and a blessed 2013, most definitely. Praying to see it. I love this time of year when it comes to holiday season. It's warming up. It was cold here in J-Town earlier this week. It was warmer today. I know. I mean, unless it's snow on Christmas, I see no need to be so cold here in Jackson, Mississippi. We would love to see a white Christmas. But if it's not going to happen, let it be warm. But love the holiday season, most definitely. Monday on Motivating Monday, we talk about resolutions and setting goals and so on. Because some self-help gurus and life coaches recommend to start your resolutions and your goals now. Why wait to the beginning of the year? Get a jump start on those goals and resolutions. You know, why wait to the first? I know some of you say, well, why set New Year's Eve goals anyway, huh? But let's talk about that on Monday and also other health and fitness topics on Monday. Okay. Here's Mars Mills. Goodbye. Oh, yes. Maybe I can catch a little bit of India Morrell, Dollhouse Radio tonight. Her show should be broadcasting live right now. Here is India Morrell, which she has new music, but this is XO. Thank you all for tuning in and for supporting Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports. Thank you for viewing the profile. Thank you for spreading the word, especially my international friends. Big shout out also to Power 105 in New York City. Remember, Reg Roughneck will be a guest on KKDA on Tuesday morning at 6 o'clock. Big shout out to the radio stations here in Jackson and Dallas and L.A. and Miami and Tampa, and Minneapolis and San Francisco. All my Block Talk Radio and Springer.com cohorts and also the staff. Also, just amazing. I was invited to participate on the BlogTalkRadio.com Christmas show, which would be on the, I think on Thursday. And Ellen Levy, the founder of BlogTalkRadio.com, will be taking questions during this holiday celebration on BlogTalkRadio.com. So I can't wait for that. So that's just amazing. But again, sending much love to all of you all who support the show and listen to the show and spread the word. And I thank you. I really do. And God bless you and yours so dearly. And until next time, remember, in the near future, we'll start broadcasting a show geared to young people and youth advocates like myself, those of us who are concerned about young people. In the early 90s, I had started a support group called Young People United Coalition. I have a community page for it. And so... why not maybe a Sunday once a month present a broadcast where we talk about issues affecting young people and youth advocates and those of us who care about the youth, young adults and the youth community. Okay? I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, but next Sunday probably will be the Sunday right before Christmas. We'll start doing that once a month. Okay? But thank you so much. It has been a blast. Hope you enjoyed the profile of Elder Barnes Jr. I'm going to shoot him a copy of this broadcast, and as soon as we reschedule his appearance, I'll let you know, okay? But I hope you enjoyed it. You all know I love profiling people, so I love profiling and sharing his music with you and talking about the DeBarge, period. Okay, but really about he is making a name for himself. He's very talented. So, again, thank you. God bless. Love you much. You are greatly appreciated. I'm very appreciative of your support. So don't think that I'm not, because I am most definitely appreciative. You are amazing, and this is a good outlet to get exposed and to promote. I love to promote, love to expose, and 2013 is going to be an amazing year. I'm really in business mode, and, you know, it's going to be a blast, because I'm really in business mode for 2013, you know, really. So we're going to be talking a lot about business and music business and making money and saving money, because some of us do make money, but are we good at saving money, huh? And some of us we don't have a lot, but we know how to save. So we're going to talk about topics. I'm going to invite guest financial experts on more so we can talk about, because we talk about jobs and getting jobs and who's hiring and who to hire and how to hire. So, and that's all about green and making money and doing things that you love and make money at the same time. But we're going to talk more about the management of money also, making it and managing it properly. You know, really, we're going to talk about that. You know, because we can earn the money. You know, so I know some of you probably say, I make money, but I don't know where it goes. It disappears, evaporates in my hand. And some of us cannot make a dollar. It's gone before it's earned. You know what I'm saying? Because I know some, you know, some say, you know, because of bills or other expenses, they don't get a chance to even see any money. You know, so let's talk about, you know, earning money and properly managing money and so on. Because there are some people that have little, but they stretch their little so much that you would think they have a lot. So let's talk about properly managing money and more about business plans and so on this coming up year, okay? And I love it when you call in and share your experiences. So amazing. So amazing, most definitely. But I just wanted to, and don't hesitate to suggest any ideas, because this is an entertainment lifestyle show. So therefore, it's kind of hard not to have a topic to talk about. And which you see, I do breathe, live, eat, and drink the topics that we do discuss. You see, I really do my research. And I felt like I had not researched enough. I was super excited for the interview tonight. But I breathe and live researching the topics that I discuss and the people who I'm scheduled to interview. I literally get deeply involved in knowing as much as I can about a certain person. You notice when I interviewed my dear longtime friend, Neil Thacker, how we were talking about certain things, and he was even surprised about some things that I knew about him that he had not told me. But because I do my research, baby, I do. So don't think that you are talking to someone who is not doing her research. Yeah, well, some of us are caught off guard. Some of us don't know everything. That's why when I talk to people, even if they're people I've known a long time, I'm like, you tell me what we should be talking about also. What do you want listeners to know about also? Because that is very important when you have an opportunity, an outlet to spread the word about important subjects or projects that you are working on, it's important to let it be known, you know, really. So don't hesitate to shoot me your emails. Please send me your Christmas music, because next Saturday will be Christmas music celebration night, and I'll want to really have a diversity of Christmas songs to play. And also looking forward to talking about the holiday season. Next Saturday also will be my alma mater, Callaway's Christmas party. At first I was excitedly thinking that I would be going to the Christmas party, but it doesn't look like it. And then I'd be broadcasting anyhow, unless I broadcast from there. I scheduled it early because I've been mentioning it to my older sister Beverly, and a cousin of mine graduated from Callaway also. Well, a lot of my cousins graduated from Callaway. My sister, all my siblings are products of Lanier. Callaway was a fun school. And one thing about it, keep in touch with my classmates. So I'm talking about it because some of my classmates might be in town and know about it. And the Christmas party will be. Last year I was sick and I couldn't go, and it rained that night anyhow. But, unless a handsome date surprises me and sweeps me off my feet, that's the only way I'll go, I guess. But I will be spending next Saturday night with you all, having the blast of a good time, playing awesome music. And it will be the eve of the big game between the Cowboys and the Saints, which will be played in the Cowboys Stadium. And tomorrow, you know, there are amazing games that will be played. You know, Cowboys have, like, back-to-back games, awesome games. You hear Ridge Roughneck and I talk about that. Tomorrow they're playing the Steelers in the stadium. Next Sunday they're playing the Saints. Both my favorite teams are playing together. Ridge Roughneck wanted me to come to Dallas so bad and go to that game. I'll be there soon. I won't say when. Whenever I say when I'm going somewhere, something always happens. So I won't say when, but that's going to be an awesome, awesome game right before Christmas, the Saints and the Cowboys. And then they play the Redskins. That is going to be an awesome game also. But really, every game on schedule with every NFL team is going to be amazing right now. Because this is when we're finding out, you know, which teams are the real men. Who's going to the Super Bowl, you know what I mean? Who's going to be at the Super Bowl in New Orleans on February 3rd? This super amazing talented Beyonce will be performing halftime, you know, really. So, again, thank you for your support. And I stop all my rambling and all that. Maybe I'm just trying to cheer us up, but I don't know how we can get cheered up when all those kids were murdered yesterday. But go ahead and conclude the show with, of course, Sixth String Woody. And he has a video out. Check him out at ReverbNation.com. Like his Facebook page. I'm circulating the video. Silent Night. Yes, indeed, Silent Night. You know, I'll be sure had released a rendition of Silent Night last holiday season. So I'm going to make it my business to add that to the playlist. Also, try my best to. But here's Sixth String Woody. Merry Christmas, GIs. Merry Christmas, everyone who celebrates Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays and everything. And I'm wishing you a prosperous and a blessed and a healthy 2013. Really, I am. And a year of love. You know, 2013, you know, I'm believing we can have it all. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your love and for your support. You're super amazing. And I love networking with you online, offline, and everything, okay? Be good. Do your best to be nice. And spread good cheer and spread a lot of love and hug a lot, okay? For those who don't mind you hugging them. Okay. God bless. And you've been listening to the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Here's Sixth String Woody. Merry Christmas, GIs.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
We want to thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from the storm of ignorance and hate. We want appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah, this one's for you. Merry Christmas, yeah, for all the things you do. We're gonna take this time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah. Sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah. Hope yours is sweet and warm. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, yeah. Merry Christmas, yeah. Merry the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. Merry Christmas, hope you're safe and warm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Season's greetings.